So maybe you're looking out over a view, maybe you're looking at a clean wall, maybe at a bookshelf full of information. And just take a moment to settle the spine more and more comfortable, more and more upright, but less and less effort. Maybe trying to get that natural curve in the low back, a little anterior tilt to the pelvis, hips above the knees. Back soft. And once you're there, I'd like you to close your eyes. And just begin by systematically relaxing all the remaining effort in your face. Especially if you've been looking at a screen or kind of interacting with technology today, we tend to squeeze, we tend to contract, we tend to wrinkle up parts of our faces that we're not even aware of. So just try to soften the skin around the forehead and the eyebrows, the eyelids, the eyelashes. Relax the cheeks and the jaw. And just remember before we go any further that if your mind gets distracted or you lose focus or anything at all, that's totally fine. It's totally normal. And just do your best to kind of stay with us, but it's fine if you lose focus. It's totally normal. And so for our meditation today, for our sitting practice, kind of be using your imagination. And that starts with a sort of recognition of the posture that you're in right now. Maybe you're sitting with your legs crossed, or you're kneeling, or maybe you're even lying down. But your eyes are closed, and so I guess I'm asking you to sort of imagine the form of your body right now, like if you could see yourself from the outside, and see yourself sitting still with your legs crossed or kneeling or lying down. Almost like you're turning your awareness in on yourself, seeing yourself from the outside. But through just a very gentle sort of trick of the mind, just through your imagination, what I'd like you to do is change the background around you. So you still see yourself sitting, but instead of seeing yourself in the room that you're in now, you actually see yourself somewhere else. You see yourself sitting at the end of a long pier, which is jutting out over a very calm and still lake. And the more details you put in this image, the kind of more serene you feel. Maybe you see the trees kind of ringing their way around the lake. Maybe you see the sun or the clouds in the sky reflecting off the surface of the lake. And give the lake any shape you like. But just imagine that you're sitting just as you're sitting now at the end of this pier looking out over a lake. And maybe it's early morning or late evening, and The surface of the lake looks very calm, kind of unperturbed. But as you sit, occasionally you see a little ripple, like a teeny tiny little wave or a little set of ripples kind of running across the surface of the lake. And what I'd like you to do is to sort of connect this image of a ripple going across the surface of the wave to a thought appearing in your mind. And the thoughts cannot, I repeat, cannot be chased out of your mind. And they shouldn't be, right? That's what the mind is for. The mind is there to think, to have thoughts. And in the same way, there's nothing wrong with waves or ripples on this surface of the lake. And when there is a wave, there's no way to stop the wave. We just have to wait for the wave to sort of pass by. And usually what happens when we sit on this pier is that the ripple going across the surface of the lake, eventually it goes up to the edge of the lake, kind of dissipates there, and the lake gets flat again. So too with the mind. A thought arises, and it slowly sort of fades, dissolves. The mind is quiet for a moment, and then another thought arrives. So just try this for a few more minutes. Just seeing your thoughts as these little ripples or small waves, gently going across the surface of the lake of the mind. Wait for them to pass. Try not to get involved. And eventually the lake of the mind gets quiet for a moment, before another ripple arrives. See a ripple moving across the lake of the mind. And then see the lake of the mind get still again. Perfectly smooth, reflecting the sky before another ripple arrives. When you're ready, just slowly start to stir and come back. You can open your eyes if you like. You're welcome to stretch out the legs or roll the neck around a little before we move into our next one. And maybe now's a good time. Let's just take a minute or two and write down your thoughts, any experiences you had. Were you able to hold this image of the lake of the mind, or did it feel really elusive and kind of sticky? Some meditations kind of land really easily for us, and others are kind of more elusive. They're like ungraspable. So just take a moment or two to write down your experience, and then we'll come back and we'll try a different one.